Encino is a beautiful home community where many movie and radio personalities have their ranches and country estates. And here tonight at Grace Hayes Lodge in San Fernando Valley, a star-studded crowd is attending the inauguration of their new president of the Encino Chamber of Commerce, Fibber McGee.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to know that I'm deeply appreciative of the honor you've conferred upon me tonight, and I promise you that I will work hard and sincerely to justify your faith in me, and I will do everything I can to continue the program that Encino has been making. And now, if you don't mind, I'd just like to say that we have so many wires here that we can't take time to read all of them. I wish we had that much time, but we want to thank everyone who sent us a wire. I don't know what to say in response to all this, except that it makes me very happy, because being president of the Chamber of Commerce here is the realization of my lifelong ambition to be finally a big business tycoon.
McGee.
Yes, Mom?
What was that you just said?
Because at last I'm realizing my ambition to be a big business tycoon.
You mean tycoon, dearie?
I do not. Tycoon was a ball player with Detroit.
That was Ty Cobb.
Well, then what's a typhoon?
Well, it's something you catch. My sister had typhoon once, and all her hair fell out.
That's typhoid. Come to think of it, a typhoon is a big wind, something like a Toronto.
Oh, I see. Being president of the Chamber of Commerce means that you're just a big wind, huh?
Oh, no.
I was just joking. Really, dearie, I'm very proud of you tonight. Especially when I think back and remember how much you have had to go through to get where you are and all,
oh,
you know.
Oh, shucks, Molly. It's nothing that any red-blooded American boy couldn't have done.
Yes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, when Fibber was just a lad, he ran away from the farm back in Illinois so he could go into show business. Remember?
Yeah.
Huh? And he worked hard and struggled so he could save enough money to buy a farm here in Encino.
Say, I never thought of that.
You? Yeah. And the funny part of it is the one you ran away from had 200 acres, while it's the one you finally bought has 2.5.
Oh, I'm no fool. Did you ever try to hold 200 acres?
No, and neither did you.
Well, be that as it may or may not be or not. Ladies and gentlemen, the next pair of Encino residents that I'd like to introduce are two young codgers that are known in every corner of the land where a radio wave has penetrated. I'm speaking of the Damon and Pythias of the air, Lum and Abner.
What is it we're supposed to do now, Lum? What is it?
We're supposed to say something nice about Fibber McGee.
Fibber McGee? Why?
Well, he's just been elected president of the Chamber of Commerce of Encino.
Well, that don't sound right. Where is that Encino business they keep talking about, Mom?
Encino?
Yeah, that's Encino you hear about.
Encino.
Well, you wouldn't say RV and Pine Ridge, Mom.
He was elected president of the Chamber of Commerce of Encino.
Well, that don't sound right. You wouldn't say off in Pine Ridge or in Pine Ridge, Mom.
In Encino, then.
Where is Encino? That's what I want to know.
Don't worry about that. What we're supposed to do is say something nice about it.
Well, have you got anything wrote?
No. No, I'm going to say something nice about him if I have to stand here all night.
Well, we ain't got long on the air, Lum. We're holding up things here, though.
Well, look, we'll go over there and study it a while.
Huh?
Make up something. So we can get them to call on us later.
Yeah.
Fibber, we're going over here and study. You can call on us later. I think we'll have something to say, maybe.
Okay, Lum. Lum and Abner, ladies and gentlemen. Now, it really gives me a lot of pleasure to introduce to you one of the wittiest and most popular stars of radio and motion pictures. That dandy, dapper, debonair dealer in Dentifrice Delight, or the peerless Pepsi top-rating promoter with the Pepsodent personality, Bob Hope.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very happy to be here. Who would ever think I'd be doing a benefit for Fibber McGee? But I think this is a very dignified affair, Fibber McGee becoming a new president of the Encino Chamber of Commerce. I think that's thrilling. Of course, it's just a coincidence the floor in the post office there needs waxing. And Chino is a very pretty place. You can't miss it. As you drive out Ventura Boulevard from Hollywood, you come to a place where the road widens, and that's it. You can't miss it. There's a beautiful sign at the city limits that says you are now about to pass through Encino. P.S. You passed it. But personally, I don't mix in politics. The other day they were picking a mayor for North Hollywood, and when the candidates were mentioned, there was plenty of talk about Bob Hope, but nobody would listen to me. But I... How are we going? But I don't want to talk too much about North Hollywood, because after all, this is a banquet honoring Fibber McGee, the new president of the Encino Chamber of Commerce. And I know he'll make a perfect president of the Chamber of Commerce, because after all, what does the president of the Chamber of Commerce have to do? He just sits around and makes speeches and eats dinners. And when it comes to reading the weather reports, brother, what better president could a Chamber of Commerce have than a guy named Fibber? Thank you very, very much. It is a grand guy. Good luck, Fibber.